Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Scientists are studying climate change at a special library in Colorado. It holds evidence of what the planet was like hundreds of thousands of years ago, long before humans. It's a library of ice. But as Franny Halperin of H2O Radio reports, these stories of the past are melting away.
Welcome to the freezer. This is the actual freezer itself. It's made of basically four rooms.
Theo Carr parts a plastic panel curtain to lead a group of visitors and me through a series of rooms that will get progressively colder. Carr is with the National Science Foundation's Ice Core facility, and this building west of Denver holds the largest archive of ice in the world, containing some 25,000 meters collected from Antarctica to the Arctic.
We have the actual exam room, which is where most of the sample cutting is done. When we go into the back freezer, that's the negative 40 degree freezer. That's our back storage.
Over thousands of years, season after season, when snowflakes fell, they carried with them snapshots of the conditions of their day, from the temperature and solar activity to the chemical makeup of the atmosphere. Over time, those layers of snow compressed on top of each other to form ice, which, since they were at the poles, were well preserved, describing dust particles, temperature, sea spray, and the atmosphere.
Everybody will have like a 2-minute timer as soon as you step in there.
I'm with a group of climate science students from Colorado College in Colorado Springs, some of whom giggle nervously at the prospect of walking into a freezer bigger than a basketball court. Inside, we see row upon row of shelves with metal cylinders, each containing a meter-long ice sample labeled with its origin and depth.
Everything on my left here is the Waste Divide Project from West Antarctica. You can see 2,803 here. That's 2,803 meters down. This is 2 miles of ice.
Some of the earliest ice core drilling was a reaction to, coincidentally, the Cold War. The U.S. military established Camp Century in Greenland, ostensibly for scientific research, but with a secret purpose to keep an eye on the Soviets.
Camp Century was the first ice core ever drilled. We do have that core here. That was originally drilled as sort of a subsurface structural appraisal done by the U.S. military to make sure that missiles didn't come over the poles.
Nowadays, samples are drilled to understand how our climate has changed over millennia. A piece of ice Carr shows us is around 400,000 years old, but a recent arrival tops that.
Yeah, so over there you can see some of our newer ice. This is the Allen Hills. This is from the shallow field. This, instead of being 400,000 years old, is 4 million years old.
After a long journey from the drill site, pallets of ice are unpacked and inventoried. Eventually, they're sliced into sections and sent to research labs around the country. Some scientists will look at air bubbles trapped in the ice to measure carbon dioxide or methane. Some might analyze dust from ancient volcanic eruptions. Others, like Bruce Vaughn, will pick up the ice to study temperature records at his lab at the University of Colorado Boulder, about a half hour away.
Each ice core is kind of unique and shows you a different climatic window.
Vaughn uses water isotopes to determine what the temperature was when each layer of ice was formed. Isotopes are molecules that have the same number of protons and electrons, but a different number of neutrons affecting their mass.
For example, water, H2O, has oxygen that has either a molecular weight of 16 or 18, so it's a heavy and a light water.
Precipitation that falls in warmer temperature tends to be heavier water, he says, but in colder air, like at the poles, the snow that falls is generally lighter water.
By looking at these ratios of isotopes in ice cores, we're able to infer the temperature from when it fell as snow.
Vaughn says that temperatures, along with carbon dioxide levels, have naturally fluctuated over Earth's history in cycles lasting between 44,000 and 100,000 years.
Well, for the last million years, CO2 in the atmosphere has never really gone, despite its ups and downs, never gone above maybe 280 parts per million.
Until now. As of January 2024, the amount of heat-trapping carbon dioxide is a whopping 422 parts per million.
We've had a wonderful party with fossil fuels for a couple centuries. We have changed the world at a cost that's now only becoming evident. And so it's as if we've had a really good time and we're leaving them to clean up the party.
The college students on the Ice Core facility tour will likely be the future scientists cleaning up, using ice data to try to predict how Earth will respond to such a jolt of CO2 and how we can prepare. There's urgency to this work as the Earth gets warmer and its ice melts away. For Here and Now, I'm Franny Halperin.
And today is Eid al-Fitr, the three-day Muslim festival marking the end of Ramadan. This year, the celebration is somber, overshadowed by the deaths and hunger of so many Palestinians in Gaza. If you're reflecting today, our thoughts are with you. Eid Mubarak.